Hi, welcome to E21 Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant, and in today's episode, I'll be talking about NFL, NBA, and MLB trade deadline news. To start this out, AJ Green is expected to miss multiple regular season games after undergoing ankle surgery, coach Zach Taylor said Tuesday. Taylor said the 9-year receiver underwent the procedure on Tuesday morning, 3 days after Green was carted off the field during the team's first practice of the season. Zach Taylor did not provide an exact timeline for Green's return. In other news, Julio Jones told reporters he won't be playing during the preseason, a decision not necessarily tied to Jones awaiting a new contract from the club. He said, quote, "For me, it's more so I'm a veteran. I've been doing this. I don't need preseason to get ready. It's a mentality thing. As long as I get my reps in practice, I practice the way I play. Once I get my reps in, I'll be ready to go." He continued saying, "I get reps with Matt every day. We go inside, we throw, we do all the things we need to do. It's not like I need to be out there every day with Matt to get my timing down. He knows where I'm going to be. I know where he's going to put the ball." Dan Quinn confirmed that the Falcons plan to take it easy with Jones during the preseason game, saying, "There's probably one thing, probably the only one that I would probably say you'll probably see less of in the preseason. You probably saw less of him in last year's one, and not much of him the year before one. Quinn said Jones continues to go through night walkthroughs while doing some individual light work early in practice. The next step is for Jones to run some routes in 7-on-7 drills. In other NFL news, the Arizona Cardinals have signed veteran linebacker Andre Branch to a 1-year contract today. Branch was released by the Miami Dolphins on March 7th. Moving on to MLB news, or sorry, NBA news. Blazers' CJ McCollum gets a 3-year, $100 million extension. The deal will start with the 2021-22 season. McCollum became eligible for an extension on Saturday and joins teammate Damian Lillard in landing summer deals that will solidify the Blazers' backcourt into the mid-2020s. McCollum, who's 27, has been one of the main reasons why the Blazers have had success in recent seasons, including 2 trips to the Western Conference Finals and last season's berth in the Conference Finals. McCollum was able to negotiate the extension beginning on July 27th, the third anniversary of his signing a 4-year, $106 million extension. He averaged 21 points each of the last two regular seasons and 25.3 and 24.7 points, respectively, in the playoffs. In other news, Carmelo Anthony's trainer, Chris Brickley says Melo is easily better than 70% of the NBA's players, and Melo just wants to have a farewell tour like D-Wade's. Now, the 35-year-old Anthony remains unsigned. He played just 10 games with Houston Rockets last season. He wasn't a great fit, and the team ended up parting ways with Anthony in November. Anthony was eventually traded to the Chicago Bulls, who had no interest in playing him. In 10 games, Carmelo Anthony had 13.4 points. Lillard, someone asked Damian Lillard on Twitter, they tweeted saying, "Tell the Blazers to sign him. Damian Lillard responded, "We don't have the money, but Melo should be playing." Lastly, in NBA news, New Orleans rookie Zion Williamson has signed a multi-year partnership with NBA 2K that includes appearances at consumer events, social activations, and various in-game initiatives. Williamson, who was the number one overall pick in this year's draft, joins an elite list of active NBA players with similar deals. This including LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Stephen Curry, James Harden, as well as NBA legends such as Dwayne Wade and Shaquille O'Neal. The specifics of his deal were not disclosed. He said, I'm excited to officially join Team 2K and be a part of this global phenomenon where people around the world can play as me. I'm ready to put my imprint on basketball culture and part of the team that represent what's next in the sport. He is an 81 overall in the coming 2K. In 2K, he is the highest ranking for a rookie since John Wall was also rated an 81 in NBA 2K11. Moving on to MLB news. Trade deadline has been a lot of trades recently. The Cubs today they got David Phelps for Thomas Hatch, and yesterday the Phillies got Jason Vargas cash considerations for Austin Bossert. The Milwaukee Brewers acquired Jordan Lyles for Cody Ponce, and on Sunday, one of the biggest trades, or one of the biggest players available in this trade deadline was Marcus Stroman, who was traded to the New York Mets for right-handed pitcher Anthony Kay and right-handed pitcher Simeon Woods Richardson. Now, one thing that I don't see is how this does well for the Mets. Now, they have really good pitchers. They traded away Jason Vargas, which basically they're trading a good pitcher for a good pitcher, but will they be looking to trade Noah Syndergaard with the getting of the ace of Marcus Stroman? They should not trade Noah Syndergaard no matter what the offer is given to them. Whatever offer is given, they should not trade Noah Syndergaard. Noah Syndergaard has been worried of being traded, which is his Twitter bio was pitcher for the New York Mets for now. But the one thing that this trade does is it just does bad for the Yankees. All they did was just mess with the Yankees who they could get as pitcher. Because the Mets, they're not having the best luck right now. They're not having the best record so far. The Yankees would have been a good destination. They could have had a final run or a good run into the postseason, and they could have had a couple of good aces. About the Mets' record is 50-55. They're 11 games out of the NL East. But this trade really does nothing. It's not like they don't have the greatest start, like the greatest position players. Probably the other best position player that you hear about is Robinson Cano, and you haven't heard about him in a while. I just don't understand what this does how this makes the Mets better besides from a pitching standpoint, which they had a pretty good pitching rotation leading up to this trade. Well, thanks for listening to E2One Go Sports. As always, I'm Easton Durant. Sorry about last episode on July 28th. I accidentally uploaded the wrong episode. I'm sorry for how short it was. There was a longer episode, but I accidentally published the shorter one. Sorry. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at E2One Go Sports and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E2One Go Sports. Thank you.